Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Part 5. Rhea took Jim's arm as they emerged from the restaurant. Come on, seriously? A guy as old as you and you're not comfortable with vegetables? For real? Jim scowled. Shut up. Rhea laughed, and he found it hard to maintain the scowl more than a few seconds before breaking into a smile. I know you don't have to watch your cholesterol or anything, but there's still no excuse for not eating your greens. She made a mock stern face at him. You mind me now. I'll personally make sure there's a salad on your plate in the future. Fine. It's not that I don't like all veggies. I just prefer meat. And protein's good and all. Just vary it a bit if we're going to do this often. And yes, that was an invitation, by the way. Jim put his hand over hers as she held on to his arm. It felt strange, but also very nice, to be on a date with a woman like this. Rhea said what she felt and meant, and held nothing back. So, what now? It's still early. We could catch a movie or get some coffee. Jim reluctantly shook his head. Unfortunately, I've got some work to do. The case I'm on right now. I should try to contact a spirit, and I need to focus a bit more than I used to. They don't respond as easily as before. Rhea looked embarrassed. You know, I'm still used to living as a thief. I could always do what I wanted when I wanted. I'm so sorry. I know you have to work. Don't worry about it. I'm the one who popped in to see you. Rhea stopped under a tree and turned, so they were face to face. Indeed, you did. And just so you know, I enjoyed it very much. In fact, if you feel like dropping in to see me again, you know, in my room, I'd be totally okay with that. Jim felt his cheeks blush slightly. Rhea squeezed both his hands in hers. Look, Jim, I know you're old-fashioned. I know you think a little differently because of, well, who you are. So don't be shocked by this. This isn't the 30s anymore. It's not even the first decade of the 21st century anymore. We're living in a modern world, and I'm a modern woman who knows what and who she wants. In this case, that's you. I know that in the old days you had to do the whole courting thing, but to be honest, I'm used to things moving forward a bit faster. And I want to do a lot more than have dinner with you. You get that, right? Jim licked his lips. He tried to make a smart comeback, but found his voice failing him. Rhea tilted her head, but kept eye contact. Have I just blown a fuse somewhere in there? No. Jim finally found his voice again. No, you, I understand what you mean, and, I'm not shocked. Your cheeks are telling a different story, handsome. I could use them for a nightlight right about now. I'm just not used to women being that direct when it comes to, that part of a relationship. That's because the last time you did any kind of dating was before I was even born. Can you handle how dating is today? I think so. Good. You've got my cell number. Use it. I figured you'd prefer meeting at my place, considering all your employees have the run of your house. I just need a few minutes of warning before you show up, okay? And I go to sleep late. Rhea looked him in the eyes before kissing him on the lips. It wasn't a long kiss, but it lingered long enough that Jim had time to put an arm around her. When their lips parted, she smiled the impish smile he liked the most. "I'll see you soon, Jim." There was a soft pop as she vanished, and air rushed in to fill the space she had occupied. Jim wiped his lips with a finger as if to feel the taste of hers. Man, teleporting means never having to think of making a great exit. Jim sat down behind his desk after drawing the blinds. The room was now only lit by his desk lamp. On his desk lay a couple of printed pages with a sticky note on the front. "Jim, here's the list of suicides you asked for. I didn't want to disturb you, so I just left it for you. See you in the morning. M." He put his feet on the desk, lit a cigarette, and closed his eyes. He began focusing his mind outward, spreading his thoughts out for the spirits to hear. "Mary Louise West," he whispered. He tried to make a mental image of the girl he'd found in the dumpster last winter, the girl Michael had murdered. She'd been a bright girl and had quickly adapted to the spirit way of communicating, helping him get clues to Michael's identity. He had asked her to head for the next world, but he had a suspicion that Anderson, his old liaison to the spirits who had his own sinister motives, had made her stay behind anyway. So much of what Anderson had told him had been lies, and he couldn't trust anything to really have been done the way they'd agreed to. It was a shot in the dark, but it was the best he had at the moment. "Mary Louise West, if you can hear me, come to me. Please, listen to me. Remember me. Come to me." For a long time, nothing happened. Jim took a sip from his coffee cup, lit a new cigarette, and watched the smoke, something that always helped him connect with spirits. The spirits looked a lot like smoke, so his thoughts were always drawn in the right direction. He closed his eyes and imagined the girl again, not as she'd been in the dumpster, but as the spirit he'd seen. Her bright eyes, long hair, the voice she'd found so easily.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
"I'm here." The voice was very soft and quiet, but almost as clear as Anderson's had been when they had talked. He opened his eyes and saw Mary Louise sit in the chair across from him. She looked exactly the same as last he saw her, which was to be expected, but her expression was less sad, less frightened. She looked almost cheerful. Her spirit form was also much clearer defined. She looked less like a puff of smoke and more like a transparent girl. "Mary Louise," Jim said, smiling at her. "You have no idea how happy I am to see you." The girl shrugged. "I've got some idea. There aren't a lot of spirits who want to talk to you, Mr. Corrigan." "Call me Jim, please. And I know, but I hoped you did." Mary Louise pointed to him. "You didn't lie to me. Anderson did, so I don't owe him anything." Jim nodded. It was as he had expected, that killing Anderson had made most of the spirits dislike him. "But you didn't take my advice and move on?" "No. I wanted to stay and see my mom. Anderson told me I could, and after a while, I liked it. I've helped some other kids find their way, and that's really nice. Why did you call me?"
"Well, several reasons, but first of all, I wanted to ask you if you would consider helping me. There might be some kind of spirit in the city that kills people, and I want to find it."
"Spirits don't kill."
she said, in a voice that sounded like she knew everything. You should know that by now, if you're really as old as I've heard.
I'm very old, that's true. But on that account, I know I'm right. Some spirits can and do kill. I met one, but he or she or whatever it was possessed people to do it. I think this one does it by possessing things.
He held up the paper Mercedes had left on his desk so Mary Louise could see it. On it was pictures and names of the dead people.
In the last few months, there's been a steep increase in people killing themselves without motive and any kind of notes left behind. Do you know any of them?
Mary Louise looked at the paper.
I've seen some of them.
Can you get any of them to talk to me, please? It would really help me out.
The girl bit her lip.
I guess I could. I can ask them if I can find them.
That's all I'm asking. Maybe put in a good word for me.
Mary Louise looked directly at him.
You want me to do what Anderson did, right? You want me to be your helping spirit?
If that was something you'd like to be, I sure wouldn't say no.
I don't know if I can. There are a lot of spirits that don't like you, Mr. Co- Jim.
But you do. That's a start.
I'll ask some of them. I'll come back soon, okay?
That's great, Mary Louise. Thank you.
The girl faded away into nothing, and Jim got up from his desk, opened the blinds, and looked out into the street. For the first time in what felt like months, there were actually several spirits assembled outside. He didn't know if they'd come closer because of Mary Louise or because of him, but it felt good to see them. When Andrew and Feline got back to the house on Market Street, Jim was in the kitchen making a fresh pot of coffee. Mercedes had gone home hours ago.
That took you guys forever, Jim said. Was it worth it?
Andrew pulled out a kitchen chair and sat down.
Not really. Well, we did find out that it was physically possible for your potentially homicidal spirit to lift the kid up and hang him in the time it took the playground lady to walk to the house and back.
We timed it, Feline said. On the stopwatch.
That's okay. I trust you. What about the morgue?
Andrew put his head in his hands.
That was a whole other can of worms. First of all, when we called ahead, they didn't want to let us see the body. When we got there, we had to have a big discussion with the guy on duty. Apparently, they don't allow PIs to just walk in and look at corpses.
Did you call Inspector Charles? He can usually sort things out.
We tried, Andrew said.
He's on vacation, Feline continued. In France or someplace.
And, unfortunately, the guy manning his desk in his absence doesn't hold the same high regard for you as he does. In fact, he pretty much told us where we could stick our PI license.
Andrew grimaced.
Jim sighed. I'm sorry about that. If I'd have known Charles was away, I would have found someone else to help you.
Oh, well, we did manage to get in. I ended up calling a friend from the bureau, who then called the coroner and vouched for me.
Good thinking.
Yeah, well, it's not something I'm keen on doing too often. But anyway,
Andrew pulled his notebook out of his pocket.
As we heard, the neck was broken when he was hanged. He died within seconds. Now, we tried recreating the situation out at the playground, but we didn't have anything that weighed the same as Simon. Apparently, he weighed in at 55 pounds. He wasn't a very heavy boy, but that's still a lot to lift with one hand. I would have expected there to be some kind of marks on the boy's body from the attacker's fingers. There wasn't.
So that confirms my theory, somewhat. A spirit wouldn't leave fingerprints.
No, it wouldn't. Couldn't he have been lifted up in the jump rope? Then his neck wouldn't have been broken by a downwards drop. It would have taken longer.
Well, there wasn't any marks on him anyway, Feline said. And it was boring. He was just dead. I had to just stand there while Andrew did all the checking.
You helped me look for finger marks, Andrew said.
Yeah, okay, but it was still boring.
I'm glad you went, Jim said. It's good to get some kind of confirmation on the theory.
But there's no confirmation, Andrew said. Look, all we have right now is what didn't happen. We have no idea what actually happened.
As Sherlock Holmes once said, when you remove the impossible, and in this case, that's what didn't happen, whatever remains must be the truth, no matter how improbable.
Jim pulled the piece of paper he'd shown Mary Louise earlier out of his pocket.
Here, take a look at this. All these people have died in the last few months, without motive and without leaving a letter. A guy cuts his arm off with an electric bread knife. A woman who tightens her necklace so much she actually chokes but doesn't open it again. And that's just the first people on the list. These are cases the police have just closed as suicides. But are you seriously telling me someone would cut their own arm off to kill themselves?
Andrew looked at the paper.
It does sound pretty weird. I'll give you that.
And weird is what we make our living off here. I was going to ask for some of these files from the police tomorrow, but if Charles isn't here, we'll have to do without. We can get most of it if we talk to the victims' families. I should, hopefully, also know more from the spirits tomorrow.
I thought they didn't want to talk to you, Feline said.
They didn't, but I might have found a way back into their good graces. I'll let you know.
Okay, so we'll continue tomorrow,
Andrew yawned.
I'm beat for the day anyway. I'll go up and watch a movie or something. I'll see you tomorrow. Can I come?
Feline asked.
Come where?
To watch a movie with you.
Well, I was going to watch it in my room.
Andrew got to his feet.
I know. Can I come?
Feline put her head to one side, looking very cat-like in her posture.
Yeah, I guess you can.
Andrew got a can of soda from the fridge.
Do you want anything?
No, I think I've got everything I need.
Feline's tongue licked her lips, and she followed Andrew out of the kitchen. Jim took a sip of his coffee.
What is it with people today? Is sex just on everybody's mind?
His phone vibrated. He looked at it and raised one eyebrow. The message was from Rhea and consisted of only two letters, a question mark, and a winking smiley. Jim held the phone in one hand for a moment as he considered. Then he got up, put on his jacket, emptied the remaining coffee in the sink, and left the house.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.